Beginning the current daven sechdes evin daf chavdal to begin 9 lines up from the top of the yomid. But the Gemara quotes from the brice that was quoted on the previous daf. Again, that was talking about a karfaf that's more than basisayim. However, it was hukaf ladira, which means that it was enclosed for residential utility for that type of purposes, and therefore you're allowed to make it as big as you want. However, the brice spoke about two different cases. If the majority of it was planted with zarainim, with seeds, a vegetable patch, things like that, then we say that it's aser to use it because the majority of it is zarainim, and that is something that will aser on the entire area. However, if it's something that was, as the Gemara quotes right now, nata rubai, if the majority of it was planted trees, harei kuchatza mutter, then we say that it's considered like a chatza and it's mutter. That is, whereas by zarainim, where people do not dwell in a vegetable patch, and therefore, if the majority of that is zarainim, we will view as the chatzer part of the dwelling part open and totally breached to that which would aser on that area. Whereas if it's trees, people can have their estate, the majority of it being trees, and still considered part and parcel of their residential purposes, and therefore it will not be mavatal the fact that it was soaked with dira, and will still be considered a dira area that you can make it as big as you want, even if it's bigger than a base of Siam, because it was hooked with dira, and will be considered mutru to carry over there. And that the Gemara explains and elaborates on this halacha. Amar Yehuda, Amar Avimi. Behu shasu nitzab lois. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Avimi that this is only if the trees are made in rows, where it's beautiful and it's nice to sit over there, and therefore you could say that this is part of your palatial estate, that the majority of it are trees, that is not mevatel the chatzar. To the contrary, it helps and enhances the chatzar and their dwelling, the residential estate over there. But however, it would be all mixed up together, then it would be considered like a plantation, which would be mevatelet. It would be considered like the case of zarainim, that's not considered dwelling, and it's totally breached to this karmelous area of the zarainim, or of the karfaf area of the zarainim and of the natias. Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman argues, he says, no, afa pisha in the sunnets tabloys, even if it's not made nice rows, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't have to be perfect rows, like royalty, it could even be just mixed up together, but trees are something that people dwell amongst, because it gives shade and it has certain properties that enhance the living quarters, and therefore it doesn't have to be in rows. As the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this, Ma Yehuda iklu be Rav Huna by Yehuda. He went to Rav Huna's house, and there it was more than basisayim, yet it was hukav ladira, and then it was planted afterwards with the trees, exactly like the case we're speaking about from the brisa, which was exactly this, that you had a hukav ladira, and then later on you planted more. That was the question that the brisa was discussing. Will that be mevatala, these anti-dira types of plants? Therefore, by zarainim, yes, that's a problem, but by natias, by the trees, it's not. But we had a machlikas regarding if they have to be rows or not. On that it says, Chazinu lahanu deloy avidit tabloys. He saw by this house, by this plant, by this estate, that they were not made in rows. Bekumatat lebegavayin, yet people were carrying over there. So Amalu Le, he said to him, Loisavu lamar lohod avimi, don't you hold with this that Avimi said, that it's not going to be mutter to carry if there's a majority of the trees, if they're not made in rows. And here they're not made in rows. So Amalei said to him, I hold the Rav Nachman, which was the other opinion that argued and said that no, even if you don't make it stablois, it's still considered part of the estate and is considered hukav ladira, and that it is residential purpose type of a living, and therefore it's not a problem. Now the Gemara continues with the idea of karfaf and continues on that idea, but regarding how do we go ahead and correct it and turn it into a dira type of a dwelling, as the Gemara explains. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, karpav yoisim ebeisasayim. Regarding a karpaf, again, which is an area which is not a house, it's something that is an open type of a field, but and it's more than basisayim, shaloi hukav ladir, which was not enclosed for dwelling purposes, which is generally aser. That is something that you cannot carry inside of it, because that's only allowed if it's not enclosed for residential purposes and just straight open with no utility whatsoever, up to basisayim. More than that, you can't. So now you have this forbidden area, but then afterwards he goes and he builds his house open to this area. And the Gemara later on this Amid explains that it's only if it was, if let's say you had a case where it was enclosed for non-residential purposes, and then later on you opened up the opening to your house, that won't help. You have to first have that it was open for the residential purpose, and then to be enclosed later. But if you first enclosed it, which in this case it was already enclosed, and then open up something residential to it, that's not going to help to be misakin it. So the question was, case to so what does the person do? Because it's not going to help now that he built it later. It's still, once it was enclosed for the wrong way, which was that for non-residential, it doesn't help that now you build a house opening to it. So what do you do? How are you ever going to have this area to be able to carry inside of it? On that, the Gemara says, pirates by pirtsa yesim esa. What you do is, you have to undo the walls. That is, first you breach a hole in them more than 10 amas, and therefore we consider it as if there's no mechitzas over there anymore. Then you close it up. You close up that breach that you made. And then you make it that the breach should not be any more than 10 amas, which that is considered like a pesach, like an opening. And therefore, It's like you have an opening first, and then later it was closed for dira purposes, which is being open to it, and therefore motu, that's why it's going to be permitted. And that is because you always need to have that you're creating an enclosure, a new one, for dira purposes, and that means that it has to have been breached more than 10 amas, and then to close it up, that is, when you're closing it up, you're making a Pesach, and at the same time, it's a Pesach that now you're closing it to have for dwelling purposes, because it's open now to a house. Because if it was only breached 10 amas and not more, and then you closed it up, that would not be considered a heck of l'shem dira. It would be like making a Pesach, because a breach not more than 10 amas is not a breach, it's only an opening. And therefore, that wouldn't help anything, because that wouldn't be undoing the original heck of that's there. It would just make an opening in there. And therefore, again, it wouldn't be masakin the problem that was there, that intrinsically, this heck of was an invalid heck of. So therefore, the breach has to be larger than 10 amas. Now that totally undoes the whole enclosed area, because we have its breach now. Now that we go ahead and we close it up to 10 amas, what you did was it was open now to this dira, and now you closed it, and now it's a Pesach at the same time. Therefore, that's what you could do to make a mut. Now the Gemara asked, regarding this halacha that we spoke about, that you have to make a breach larger than 10 amas and then to close it up, the Gemara asked, Iboilu, what's in the following way? Let's say paritz amah. Let's say first he made a breach in amah, then begadr amah, then he closed up an amah, uparitz amah, then he breached an amah, and then begadr, and then he closed that up. In other words, near where he was closed, that one amah, then he went and broke it open again, and then he closed it again. And that is, he didn't make the breach of the 10 amas at one time. And he didn't close up the area of the 10 amas at one time either. Rather, he first broke a little, then closed a little, then broke a little, then closed a little. Until he ended up going and breaking and then completing it to an area of 10 amas. Mahu, what is the halacha? And that is, the question is, do we say that since he did not break the area of 10 amas at one time and then to close up at one time, so therefore, this hekev, this enclosure was never made at one time for l'shem dira. Because what happened is that you always had, the dira was still there, the original hekev was there, when that is non-dira, because originally it was closed, not l'shem dira. It's only later that you made the house attached to it. And therefore, although you broke an amah, closed the amah, broke an amah, closed an amah, you never had a breach of more than 10 amas at one time, and therefore you never invalidated the original walls. And the original walls are still there, that is, in their non-dira capacity. Or do you say that since now l'maisa, you created a renewal of an area of the enclosure of more than 10 amas, because you broke away, although by piece, but you broke away from the old one more than 10 amas, and now you close up an area, so therefore maybe that would be considered a heck of l'shem dira, because you created an area more than 10 amas of newness for the dira purposes, and therefore that's like a new wall. What is the halacha? So Amalei, lav hainu titnan, so he answered him, isn't this what we learned in the Mishnah Kalim? It says in the Mishnah Kalim, kol kli balibatim, all the vessels of a homeowner, and that is in contrast to a professional. That is, it's in reference to a wooden vessel, as it's learned in Masechtas Kelim and Perek Yud Zayin and Mishnah Aleph. It says, shi'ur mekirim mayim, their measurement is regarding pomegranates. That is, to purify it from its tumah. That is, until it gets this hold the size of a pomegranate, we would still view it as a vessel, and therefore it still would retain its tumah. But once it gets such a large hole where it can't retain anything, then we'll say it's not considered a vessel anymore, and therefore it's going to be pure from its tumah. However, if the hole would be less than that, then he's concerned about it, and he won't be mavatl, he'll still use it for something else larger and larger until it gets like a pomegranate, then it can't hold anything. So when it says shiur mekirim mayim, it means that if it got a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's going to be tar. Ubayi Chizki, and on that Mishnah, Chizki asked the following question, which is going to apply to the question that we're speaking about. Nikiv Kamaitzi Zai says, if let's say the vessel had a hole the size of an olive, which is smaller, Vesasme, and then they closed that hole. Vechazer v'nikiv, and then again it had a hole, again near the area where it was closed, so it's all attached in one large area. Kamaitzi Zai is the size of an olive. Vesasme, and then they closed that. Achesh lima lamaitzirim, until finally that whole area, one near another, became an area, you have a whole large pocket on that keli, which had a hole, but just piece by piece at a time, and then it finally got to the size of a pomegranate. On that, the question was, Mao, what do you say over there? Which is basically the same type of question, which is that you never had a one time that it had a hole the size of a pomegranate, but a little by little, ultimately, the new parts that were added are the size of a pomegranate. Do you say that that is not the old keli anymore, and therefore that would be considered tahar from its old tumah? V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Shanis Nalon, you taught this already to us in a different Mishnah in Kalim that says as follows. Sandal, regarding a sandal, Shanifsika Achas Mi Aznam, that one of the ears, or that is one of the straps, there are two straps on these sandals. So if one of the straps tore, the Tikna, and then he fixed it, Tamei Medrash, it still retains its Tumah of Medrash. And that is, as Rashi explains, the truth is it would be even if they didn't fix the one strap. Let's say there was still one strap there and they didn't fix the other strap that had tore, it still would be Tamei from Medrash. And this that the Mishnah there speaks about, that they fixed it, was only for a Chiddush, as we're going to see regarding the Seifa. So, but ultimately the idea is that it's still going to be Tamei Medrash because it's still usable as a sandal. It has two ears, but the fact that one tore, that will not undo it, that if let's say a Medrash is when there's a Zav that's wearing these sandals, he steps on it, he conveys an Avatuma onto these sandals, so it retains it because it's still usable as a sandal. Nifsika Shniya V'tikna, but if let's say the second strap tore and then they fixed it, Tahar Minah Medrash, then it will be purified from the Tumah of Medrash because then we don't view it anymore as a shoe, as a sandal, and therefore it won't be row anymore for the Tumah of Medrash, in other words, to be considered an Avatuma, to convey Tumah to people and to vessels, because only an Avatuma could convey to them, and it's not an Avatuma, it's not considered a Medrash anymore, because it loses its status as the shoe that it had, because once it lost both of the ears, now you can't use a sandal because it's going to fall right off. It's just like a board. It's a board with these two ears. Now, when one falls off, one will still hold it. When both fall off, then it's not going to be worth anything. So it's tarif medrash. Aval, however, it still is a vessel because you can still use it for something else. Although you can't use it as a sandal, but it's still a good board, whatever it is. You can use it to knock in nails or whatnot. So it's still a keli. So therefore, tell me magi medrash. It will have the tumma of something that touched a medrash. And that is because at the time when the second strap, when the second ear was being torn off from the bottom of the sandal, and that is at that time it was still medrash to convey tumma to kalim, so then that the bottom part of the sandal was makabel tumma from the av, in other words, from the strap, and therefore it becomes a rishon l'tumah, and they will convey tumah to food items and to drink items, because although now it itself is not the medrash anymore because it's not the sandal that it was, but it quote-unquote touched itself. It touched the sandal aspect, which was conveyed with the strap. So when it's being torn off the strap, which was the original sandal, it's touching that as it's leaving. So the sandal itself becomes at least a magi medrash, that it touched the medrash, which is one level lower than the medrash, which is a rishon l'tumah. So although it's not an avatum anymore, but it will still be a rishon l'tumah. So regarding that Mishnah, the Amar Allah, and you told us regarding this Mishnah, Mishna Rishayna, what's the difference between when the first strap tears? Where you said, where the Mishnah says that it still will be, it will be metame because of the halacha of medrash. That is as an avatum, the kai mishne, because the second strap is still there, and therefore it's still a sandal, because one of them will still be enough to walk with. So shnia nami, regarding the second strap, when that one tears, Hokaim Rishayna, the first one is still there, because as the Mishnah says, that you already fixed the first one before the second one tore. And therefore, what is the difference when you said the second one tears? Oh, now it's not a sandal anymore to be conveyed, Tuma al Tuma Medrash, because it's not a sandal anymore, but it will be Magi Medrash. Why? It should be Medrash itself. Because just like the first case, with only one tears and the second one's still there, it's still usable as a sandal, so it will be conveying Tuma of Medrash. Here also, even when the second one finally tears, but the first one was already fixed, so you still again have one strap there, so it should still be a sandal. Vamadal and Allah, and you told us regarding this Mishnah, then no, because Panam Chadash is Ba'olakan. There is a whole new face to the sandal. And that is these Aznaim, these ears that are there, that is that you still have one there, that is not from the original sandal, and that is from when it was fixed, that at least to have any of the ears, that Zav never stepped on it again. And that is from the original Tumah that was there, that the Zav had stepped on these sandals, from that it's already Tahar, because this is not the original sandal, because the original sandal had two straps. Now those two straps are not here anymore, so although there is a strap, but it's not the original strap, and therefore this cannot be the Kli, that Kli was already Tahar, because it already lost its strap, so when the second strap finally tears, we have no resemblance, we have no reminiscence of the original sandal, and therefore it's going to be Tahar. So Achinami says here also regarding this case that we're asking regarding to be mashlim the rimoin, the whole of the kli, to the size of a pomegranate, although it was kezayis at a kezayis at a time, panu chadashis balakan, it's a whole new face, and therefore yes, although it was a little bit at a time, and the kli never had a one time, a whole the size of a pomegranate, but it's not the original tumah that was there on the kli, you can't view this as the old kli anymore, because the old kli already has a whole the size of a pomegranate, because although we plugged it, but that's new kli. That new Kli never had the Tumah, and therefore it's a new face over there, and therefore, just like we say over there by the sandal, Panam Chadash is Balakan, and regarding that, we'll view it as a new Kli, and therefore it will be Tar from its old Tumah. So Kari Allah, he said regarding his Talmud, less than Bar Inus. This person is not human, which means to say that he's an angel. Wow, such a pshat that he had such deep insight. Those that say to the contrary, says could going dain barnash. This is somebody that's a person. In other words, he's a great man. So those are two different versions, but he was saying that that was a true good insight. And therefore, regarding the third corollary to this, is that definitely regarding this case of the hook of Ladira, that ultimately it's a new hekif. Although it was a amma and then closing, and then amma and closing, and amma and closing, but ultimately what you ended up doing is that you made a stretch of this hekif, of the enclosure, of larger than 10 amas, and then you closed it up. So therefore, although it was amma at a time, you never had a breach of more than 10 amas at one time, but still ultimately it's a pun chadoshes, it's a whole new part of the fence, and that fence conveys and is kaveya that this hekiv is now for the deer purpose for the house that was already there before we did this whole new project, and therefore yes, it will be mutter to carry over there because it will be hekiv ladira. Those are the three corollaries of the sandal, and regarding this case of the hekiv ladira that we're speaking about, and regarding this case of the keli that has kemoitzi rimon, that although they were piece by piece, they are considered upon chadoshes lakan. It's a whole new type of a case. Now the Gemara continues again with another halacha relating this topic of karfif. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Rechava Shachari Habatim, regarding this lot that was behind the houses, and that is the there's no entrance from the house in the back of the house open to this back lot, and this back lot was surrounded not for deer purposes, obviously, because the only deer purpose would be if you're going from your back, from the back of your house into the rechava to the lot in the back, and it's not even, there's no opening, so it's whatever was surrounding this rechava, this back lot, was not for residential purposes, and if it was more than a base of sayim, so therefore it would have a halach of a karmelis, and therefore ematalim by elabed dalad amos. If you're not allowed carrying, they're more than dalad amos. In other words, because we only allow a rechava, a karfa, all these types of enclosed areas that are not for residential purposes, only up to base of sayim. Here, where it's more than base of sayim, it's like a karmelis. A karmelis you're not allowed to carry more than dalad amos. V'amar of Nachman, Nachman said regarding this case, im pasach lepesach. But then, if you did open the opening from the house, then you are allowed to carry an entire area, because then we view it as an appendage, as a tuffle, as part of the house, as a avir, which is the purpose of the panim of the house of the chatzir, and therefore it will be permitted to carry an entire area, and that is because pesach materia, the opening permits it, that it means it includes it in the deer in the residential purposes. However, there is a qualification that is v'loy amarin elisha pasach l'psev hukach. As we mentioned earlier in the Amid, that this is only if you first opened up into the rechava, to the back lot, or to any karfaf, and then at the end you closed it up. Aval hukach l'psev pasach loy, but if it was first enclosed, and then only later did you decide to make, you know, let's make an opening there, we have this whole back lot, let's make a back porch and a back door opening there, that won't work because that intrinsically is lacking in the hekif. These mechitzes were not good originally. Now, it cannot be retroactively made good by just making an opening, and therefore, it's again, only if you first make the opening and then you close it up, not if you close it and then you make the opening. On Twitch, the Gemara asks, Pasach l'besev hukaf pshita. If that's what you're telling me, that if you make an opening and then the end is closed up, that's going to be considered good, that's pretty obvious, because when you make an opening and then you close it up, that is what's considered hukaf l'shem pesach. That's, in other words, that's hukaf l'shem dira. So what is the chiddush? That halacha we always knew, that if you enclose something for residential purposes, it's going to be considered a good hekif of a good pesach. And the thing was, we have to say this case as a chiddush. The isbe beidar, we're talking about that here, there's a granary, there's a place where they would thresh all the different produce behind the house, before you get to the enclosed part of the back lot. So you first, when you come out of the back of the house, if you have this opening, you have this place where they do the threshing, and then there's the enclosure of the rechava of the back lot. On that matter, Tema died to debate Dari Avdi. I would have thought that why did this person make the opening? He made it so that he could have access to the granary, to the Gairin, and not for the purpose of that, now that he can close up the rechava for residential purposes. Kamash one, that is a chiddush, that the opening was for the hekiv, and therefore that it will be considered a hekiv l'shem dira, that was necessary to tell us that's chiddush. Nothing more again continues on this theme of karfav. Karfav yisim beisasayim shahukav l'dir. Regarding a karfav, which is larger than base of sayim, but it was surrounded, it was enclosed for residential dira purposes. So that's okay, you could carry as large as you want. The nismali mine, but then it was filled up with water. On that, the Gemara says, Savar Abana Lameimer Kizroim Damiv Asr. So the Rabbana thought to say that this should have halacha as the same equivalent case of the Braisa on the previous daf, which is when you have a karpav, which is more than Mesa Sayim, but it's enclosed for deer purpose, which is okay, but then you plant the majority of it being Zeroim, which would invalidate it because it's anti-dira type of a status, because people don't live in a vegetable patch. Therefore, that will invalidate the entire area of a chatzar, even that's open into this gina, into this Zeroim type of an area. So here also, regarding the water, it is not, you can't live in a pond, and therefore it has anti-dira type of status, anti-residential. It cannot be viewed as residential because people don't live there, and therefore that should invalidate the dira type of a status that it has, and therefore you shouldn't be able to carry on there. So Amalahu Rav Abba Achui Derav Berei Derav Mesharsha says, Hochemrin Meshmei Derav. This is what they say in the name of Rav. Mayim Kinetoyim Dami. To the contrary, water has a status like plantations of trees, and that's mutter, just like the Brisa there contrasted, that for Zeroyim is Asr, but for trees is mutter, because trees, although even the majority is trees, we don't view it as a plantation, we view it as an estate. An estate, you have a house, however big it is, and the majority of it are acres and acres of trees, that will not invalidate it, because they view it as part of the beauty of the house. Here also the water will be considered as part of the estate. And we'll continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara qualifies this, that Amar Meimah, but Vahu Dechazen L'Tashmishta. Obviously, this that we're saying, that the water will not invalidate, is only the water that's fit to be used. In other words, that you could drink from it, because there is no greater residential estate than that, than you have ready water, potable water that could be used and to be used for drinking, which is exactly like the heter of the ilam, the trees, which it's to the contrary, it enhances the residential purposes. But obviously, if the water is not usable, is that it just got flooded and it's murky water, of course that would be like the Zeroinim, that would invalidate the deer. So I'm Ravashi. Ravashi qualifies that, and he says, and this heter that we said, that it's if, to the contrary, it's going to enhance it if it's filled with water, we only said that when it's usable, that's only if on the deepest part of the water, that deep part does not extend to an area of basis sign. And that is what it's trying to say, is that there is no depth of water that will spread to an area of basis sign. And that is the depth of regular water, which would invalidate the area from the din of karka, and that will make it like a river and not land anymore, is a depth of 10 tefachim. As the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Amud Beis says, that it was told by Rekak Mayim, that regarding a puddle, regarding that it's still considered Shasaram, that's only if it's less than 10 tefachim. Once it's more than 10 tefachim, it will already be considered not land anymore, but rather like water area. And therefore, that only helps if it's not 10 tefachim deep over an area of Beis Hasayim. Of the Miesh Ba'amka Yesim and Beis Hasayim also, but he says, even if this is drinking water, but if it's 10 tefachim deep over an area of Beis Hasayim, that would be considered its own chashuv area, and that would not be residential type of area, and that would invalidate the area of the dira that's open to it. To which the Gemara says, B'lav Milsi, what Ravashi is saying is not true. Because midi dehave carried the peri, it's similar to a pile of a whole pile of fruit that is which are 10 tefachim high, and the width is like the width of a base core. It will not invalidate the halacha of the status of a dira from that area. And water that's fit to be drinking, it has the halacha just like fruit, and therefore just like that, you can pile up your whole estate with fruit, 10 tefachim high, and as much as you want. It's not going to invalidate the estate from the halacha of a dira. Here also, the water also, even though it's 10 tefachim deep, over Beis Hasayim, will not invalidate the area from halacha. And therefore, regarding this water, we had three different criteria that's necessary. First, we had a machloikis regarding if it will be halacha, like filling it up with zareinim, and therefore the area will be possible to carry in, or like netis, which the Gemara said that would be the option, like Rabbi said, that'll be like, for, to the contrary, like trees, which would enhance the estate. But then we said that not only that, but it has to be fit to be drinking water, because if not, it would be possible. And also then we had a machlokes regarding if it would be possible with a depth of 10 tefachim over Beis Hasayim, which the Gemara said that it would make sense to say that it would not be possible, even if it is 10 tefachim deep, over Beis Hasayim, because there would be like a pile of fruit, even if it's that high of 10 tefachim and even a core, it wouldn't invalidate the estate from a residential area, turning it into an area that's not fit to be lived in, therefore it is mutter to carry in such an area. Now the Gemara again continues on the theme of Karfav, quoting an incident, a real-life case. Hahira Chava, there was a certain backlot, again, which was behind the houses, which was more than Beis Hasayim, and it was not enclosed for residential purposes. The Havi bin Pumnahara, that was in this city of Pumnahara. The Chad Gisa have a Pasuk L'Masa. Now, one side of this backlot was open up into the city. And that means it was open up to the Mavi, to the alleyway of the city, which that this alleyway, again, one side of it, the two sides are closed, and one side is open to the Rosh Hashanah, and the other side is open to this Rechava. And that is, and therefore, so one side of the Rechav is open to this, to the Mavli. V'chad gizav a pasuk l'shulosh ha-karamim, and the other side of this Rechav, of the back lot, was open to a path of the vineyards, where there was dwellers over there, the people that lived there on the side, it was their plantation of the vineyard. V'shulosh ha-karamim have a soluk l'gudud nahara, and then that path of the vineyard, that ended by the bank of the river. So then, Amar Abaye said, heichin navet. What should we do to make it mutter to carry in all these areas? Because the problem is that this rechava, this backlot, is a karmelis, because we said that it's larger than Beis HaSayim, and it was not enclosed for deer purposes, as we've said that something that's larger than Beis HaSayim, you're not allowed to carry in there more than Dalet Amos, because it has the status as a karmelis. Now, because of that, it asters the whole entire mavoi and the path that opened into it. So let's say you have this rechava, which it's the behind of a house, so you have this rechava, and one side is open into this mavoi, again, that's open up into the city, and then the other side is open to this pathway of the vineyard, which that pathway of the vineyard ends by the banks of a river, which are 10 tefachim high. Now the problem is, since this rechava itself is usher to carry, and as we said that it's a karmelis, it's going to make it forbidden to carry in the mavoi that opens to it, and to the path of the vineyard that opens into it. Now that's because although the path of the vineyard and the mavoi have three mechitzas, they have three sides that are closed, because the bank of the river is a full-fledged mechitza because it's 10 tefachim high. However, in spite of that, the rechava will make it forbidden because they are breached in their totality to the karmelis, both the mavoi and the shvil of the kramim. They're totally open. Their openings of their pathways are totally open and breached to the rechava, which is the karmelis. And this that we say in the first parak on Dav Zayin, that if a mavoi ended in the rechava, that you don't need anything, that's a different type of a rechava. That's talking about that with there, it was closed for, that rechava was closed for dira purposes, for dwelling purposes, for residential purposes. And that is because that's talking about a case where they were dwellers over there in that rechava. As the Gemara there differentiates between whether if they made an Erev or didn't make an Erev. But here we're talking about a rechava that's a karmelis, because there are no dwellers, and it's more than Beis HaSayim, and it was not enclosed for deer purposes, and therefore it's aser, as the Gemara over there says, that regarding that shmaitza, when there's a bika from this side and a bika from that side, that is problematic. And therefore, what Abaye was asking was, heichin navet, what can we do to permit all these areas? Because the people from that city, what they wanted to do was that they wanted to be able to use the rechava now, and they wanted to enclose it for deer purposes, and that it shouldn't be a karmelis anymore, and that you should be able to carry in all the areas. However, the problem was, as we said before, that if you go ahead and you enclose an area improperly, in other words, not for deer purposes, which was this case, and then you make an opening for it for residential purposes, that doesn't help. In other words, this wall was already made for non-deer purposes, and that walls of the rechava was a wall made out of bricks. And that was very hard for them to go ahead and do what we had said before in the Gemara, to break a breach more than 10 amos, and then to go ahead and close it up for the dira with the intention of using it for the people of the mavoi and for the shvil of the kramim, to go ahead and create it now to be a pesach, and then to have it be a new hekif l'shem dira, as Shmuel had said. So therefore, what should we do? It was too hard for them to do what Shmuel had said, to break it more than 10 amas and to create it again. So what can they do? Because anything, they're going to open it up and make a certain type of a heter, it's not going to help L'shem Dira now, because already was hukab, Shalei L'shem Dira. And that, the Gemara says, Abaye was thinking, what was the right approach? Lavele mechitza, should they make a mechitza, a type of a partition made out of reeds, agudin nahara, by the bank, by the wall of the river? In other words, let them make, by that pathway of the vineyard, that should be considered adding on to the rechava, that the rechava, the lot, and the shvil, the path, should be considered as one, and that to make a mechitza that you're making by the shvil, which was by the end of the shvil on the other side that opens up into the by the river, that should be with the intention of creating it for dira purposes, that now you could be able to use, the people from the shvil could use the rechava, and that is as if they made it in the rechava itself for dira purposes, that it should be a pesach, and then ultimately later, because it's already open, and then to be considered ulub slave hukav, then now what they're making now with the walls by the river, that should be a new hekif, which would go ahead and work in this type of a T shape, which you have this the shvil of the kramim opening up to this rechava. So that enclosed, that T should be considered one area, which is the rechava and the shvil, because the shvil is totally breached open into the rechava. And now that you make a new wall on the other end, that should be considered as if you're enclosing And now it was already open, so he already had the Pesach, because the people from the Shvil wanted to use it. And now it's a Pesach, because he made a new wall. And that Abaye said, but in oisin mechitza gab mechitza, you cannot make a partition on the partition that's already there. And that is, since the wall of the river is 10 tefachim high, so whatever you add on to it, even if you're making new walls made out of reeds, it's like just adding on to the wall that was that was initially there. Because if, let's say, they would pick up the walls of the Rechava for dira purposes, that wouldn't help until, like Shmuel said before, until you break it, a breach of larger than 10 amos, and then you go ahead and you close it again, l'shem dira. So that's not a good option. You can't go ahead and make walls because there's already a wall there. So then they said, maybe v'le'eved le'it tzuris ha'pesach, apuma d'shvil shakram, maybe they should make what's called a tzuris ha'pesach, the form of a doorway, which is making two lentils, two side posts, and a lintel that goes on top of that, which looks like the frame of a door without the door, to make that by the opening of the pathway of the kramim, where it opens up into the rechava. And that is, you have it from the status of a migui. That is, just like we say, that will help for the shvil, that now they're not breached totally into the rechava, because even if the shvil of the kram, if this path, it would be totally open, even to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, making it to a Pesach would help it to make it like it's closed. So now also that it permits now the carrying in the Shlusha Kram itself, it should help that for the Rechava itself. That is because although the Rechava definitely does not need to make a Tzuris HaPesach to permit it, because it is not totally Paritz B'miluay to the Shlusha Kram, because it's much wider and it has on the sides its own walls. But let it be a migui that this addition that is helping for the Shlusha Kramim, that because we're viewing it as some type of a Hekif, as an enclosure which helps for the other side of the Rechava, that is for the Shlusha Kram, that it should help L'dira purposes, also for the people, for the purpose of the Dira, of the Rechava. That not only is it helping, which it is in Halacha, if you made it to a Pesach, to close it off for the people of the Shvil, that now they can carry there because they're not totally breached the Rechava, so now that's a type of a Hekif, which is also, on the other side, a Hekif for the people, for the Rechava, so therefore maybe it should be considered a Pesach Ul B'Saif Hokav. To which the Gemara says, Abaye says, but Asi Gamli, the camels are going to come. I mean, the camels that are coming from the city through the Mavoi to the Rechava, and from there they go to the pathway. That's how they get down to the river. The camels are going to be coming at Shadnila. They're going to throw down the door frame. And that's because the opening of the shvil, of this pathway, of the vineyard, was, as it was already narrow. Now it's going to be even tighter, and they're going to end up throwing it down, and therefore that's not a good option either, just on the technical aspect in the sense, because they're going to break it down. Elam Abaye, so what Abaye says you should do as follows. Levid Lechi, you should make a side post and stick it into the ground with the width of a lechi, could be even a mashu, just a minute amount, and the camels are not even going to be touching it. You make that apiska de shvil shakram by the opening of the pathway of the vineyard that opens up into the rechava, to the back lot. That is the migui de mehanyu, the shvil shakram, since it helps, that's the halacha of migui, that it helps for the pathway of the vineyard, that is to carry in there, because now they're not totally breached, open into the carmelis. We view it as closed based on the fact that it's closed on three sides, and now all you need is a lechi open up into the rechava, because even if it was open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be enough with a lechi. So mehani nami l'rechava, so that enclosure helps for the other side of that lechi, which is open to the rechava, that should also be considered a hekif for dear purposes and permit carrying inside the rechava itself. And that is, Rashi explains that because without the migui, it would not be permitted to carry in the rechava, because this opening that's between the rechava and the shvil was not more than 10 amas. And as long as it was not closed for dira purposes, meaning now a new closing for dira, it would be nothing, because the entire opening, because it wasn't more than 10 amos, is really a closure. And that is, it was already closed. A Pesach is not considered a breach. It's considered part of the wall, because you need windows and doors to get in and out. So if since here the opening was not more than 10 amos, creating the lechi is not doing anything, because the lechi is a closure, but it's only closure for the people in the shvil. But the people in the rechava, for the rechava itself, it's not any closure, because we view the entire area, even the doorway area, as closed. It's considered part of the mechitzas, and therefore we have to come on to the halacha of migui, since it helps for the people of the shvil, so therefore we view it as ultimately as an enclosure type of a material. And therefore, it will help for the other side that it's open to the Rechava also, and therefore you could carry in the Rechava. And now that's okay. So now everything else is okay. The Mavah is okay now, because it's not breached a forbidden area, because you could carry in the Rechava. And it also, the Shvil Shakram is also going to be Motu. But Amalei Rava said to Abaye, you can't do this. This story for this case won't work, Because Yomri Lechi Moyel Ashul Shakram Da'alma, they're going to say, the people that see you doing this are going to say that a side push helps for a pathway of a vineyard in a general case. And that is even for a case where the other side of the shvil does not end with a bankment of the river that's 10 tefachim high. And that is, they don't know, they don't realize that the bank over there of the river is 10 tefachim high, and to see that as if it's closed. And they're going to think that this shvil shel karamim is like a classic mavi mefulish, which is an alleyway that's open on both sides to a forbidden area, because here it's open to the sea, which is a karmelis, and here it's open to the other side, to rechav, which is a karmelis. And they're going to say that the only thing you need to do as a tikkun is by one side to make a lechi, like we have in this case, which is not true. It's only in this case because the river side was considered closed. And they were closed on three sides. Yes, three sides enough to make a lechi one side. But if it's mefulish, it's not enough with one side making a lechi. You have to do more than that. You have to make a one side tzus pesach. You have to do more than that. And then Rebbe said, in this case, I wouldn't allow putting up a lechi just by the opening of the shul shakram, because people are going to make that mistake. What Rava said was, Avdinin le lechi lepischa de masa. What you should do is, you make a lechi, not by the shul shakramim where it opens up to the rechava, on the other side of the rechava, by the opening of the city, meaning by the mava which opens up to the rechava. And that is, demigu de mahani le lechi de masa. Since the lechi helps for the people of the city to carry in the mava, as the Gemara says in the first parak and of Zion, that when you have this mava that opens up on one side to a highway, which is Rosh Hashanah, and a bika, which is a karmelis on the other side, that you make a tzuris pesach on one side, which in our case, we're making a tzuris pesach where the side of a mavi opens to the Rosh Hashanah, which is on the other side, and a lechi or kar on this side. And here also, as we said, you make by the end of the mavi that opens to the Rosh Hashanah a tzuris pesach, and on the other side, open to the rechav, you make a lechi, and that's going to be mutter. And therefore, Rava says, Mahani Nam al-Rechava, and therefore it will also work for the Rechava, the same migui, but on a better migui, because here you're going to make it on the other side, because you'll have a Tzuris HaPesach. People will know that this is a closed mavi on three sides, and that is enough with a lechi, so there's no mistakes that's going to come out of it. And we can still utilize this heter of migui, that since it helps for the mavi, it helps for the Rechava, and therefore everything's taken care of. And therefore the Gemara concludes as follows. Hilkach, therefore, tituli b'masa gufe shari. Carrying in the mavoi itself is permitted because we said it's permitted with this lechi. And even if it and the rechava are usad to carry one to the other, still each one on their own are permitted to carry inside of it, because that would be like the halacha when you have two chatzeres and there's an opening between them and they don't make an air between them. Although you can't carry from one to the other, but each one is its own residential private area where you're allowed to carry inside of it, this would be the same type of a case. And the same thing applies for the rechava itself also. And that is, till tuli rechava gufashari, and carrying the rechava itself is also mutter. Again, based on the miga that we said, that considers it as if it was first open, which is Pesach, to an area of people that want to carry inside of it. Ulbasev hukav, based on the lechi, that now there's a new enclosure, because although it shouldn't work for the rechava, but because it works for the mavi, it also works based on miga for the rechava itself also. However, as we said, but mimas l'rechava, or merchava l'masa, meaning from the city, meaning the mavi, to the rechava, and from the lot, from the rechava, to this, to the mavi, there pligibar of achav ravina, there we have machloikis, if you would be able to carry from one to the other or not. Chad asr, v'chad shari, one says forbidden, one says mutter. As the Gemara continues on top of chafayim et al, the man of shari, the one that says permitted, the holeka de urin, because there are no dwellers in the rechava to make it forbidden for the people on the people in the mavi. And that is because now the people of the mavi, they have rishus to go into the rechava, and they're the only ones that are there, so therefore we view it as all part of them. And therefore there's no problem about going in from the rechava and to the mavi and the mavi into the rechava, because they view it as one area. It's only when you have two different types of dwellers on either area and you did not make an area between them, then that's going to be a problem. And yet regarding the people of the shvil, the people in the shvil on the other side of the rechava, they do not make it a problem for the people of the mavi, because they don't have rishus to go into the rechava at all. And that is, it's like the case of when you have a chatzar katana, a small courtyard that breached totally open to a larger courtyard, where there we say that the larger one, which in this case basically is the mavi slash rechava, that we view that as one area, that they're permitted because they have this status of heter, because there's no diurim in the rechava, and the mavi is permitted to go into the rechava, but the smaller one, which is the shvil, is aser. And the reason why the shvil is aser, as Rava said before, because the shvil, we cannot rectify it over there, and since they don't have permission to go into the rechava, therefore they're not considered like dwellers in the rechava, because they don't have any right of way to say that then they would make it forbidden on the people of mavi. Why do they not have a right of way? Because as we said, we cannot be masakin by putting a lechi there for them to be able to go into the rechava, because they said it's exerb, because people might say that a lechi works for a regular shvil, even if it's not Even if it does not have a 10 tefachim high wall going into the Yam, which that would not work, it would have to be closed with a Terusa Pesach, at least on the other side, as we mentioned before. And therefore, again, since they don't have a right-of-way going into the Rechava, because there's nothing we could do about it, we can't create the Lechi over there, so therefore they don't have the right-of-way to say that they're going to make it forbidden, so now they're a forbidden area going into there, so they're like a Chatzar Katana, which we said is a T-shape, because now we view the people of the Mavi as part of the Rechava, because they have a right-of-way, and there's no one here in the Rechava saying they have a right-of-way in the Mavi, so we view that as one area. And although the Shvil do have dwellers, and they can go into the Rechava, and they should make it forbidden with the people of the Mavi, because they did not make an Erev together, it's not true, because the people of the Shvil do not have a right-of-way into the Rechava. And since they don't have a right-of-way, so they cannot make it usher in that sense. But now, although they don't have a right-of-way, but they should be considered a Chatzar Katana that's breached into the Chatzar Gedayla, in that case, the Chatzar Gedayla could totally carry over there, because we have the sides that are larger, that are considered mechitzis, and for them it's a Pesach into the Chatzar Katana. But the Chatzar Katana cannot carry over there because they're totally breached. It's only forbidden for them to carry, but the people for the Chatzar Gedayla, it's not a problem. That's the man da'amah that says it's permitted to carry. Man da'asa, the one that says forbidden l'chayr, it's a good svara that the other man da'amah is saying. Why should it be asa? It should be permitted, as we just said. Because zimnin the havi, but the yirin vasalatulu, because sometimes there will be dwellers inside the rechava, and then people will still come to carry over there, although people moved in, and now this rechava has people living over there. And that's a problem, because now once there's dwellers, there are two different, like two chatzeris, that you have the dwellers of the Mavi, and the dwellers of the Rechava, that the people from the Rechava could make it usur, that they do have a right-of-way on the people in the Mavi, and without an Erev, that's a problem. Therefore, we make a gzeir to say that even though in this case you're right, l'chayr should be mutter, but because their people might move in, and there will be dwellers, and there will be usur, so therefore we said it's usur, even when there are no dwellers there in the Rechava.